Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai Peninsula Hockey Association has been making their presence known in the past Soldotna City Council meetings, urging the council to take on the challenge of implementing ice over the summer to host practices before tryouts in August. However, the group received some troubling news at the Soldotna City Council meeting that took place on Wednesday, March 27th. Soldotna Parks and Recreation Director Joel Todd called in during the public comments period to address some of the concerns regarding adding ice in the summer. The main issues at hand with the proposed idea are staffing, including additional costs, large events, refrigeration, and HVAC systems.
I think it would cost probably about $33,000 to $40,000 a month to provide ice in the summer, and that's just electricity and staffing, not maintenance, repairs, administrative, all the other stuff. And looking at last year's numbers, we probably brought in about $21,000 to $29,000 per month in ice rental fees.
This creates an estimated $12,000 shortfall each month during the summer when accounting for only electricity and staffing costs. Several options to reduce the staffing costs could include volunteer support or creating a specific ice maintenance summer job position. But at this time, the Parks and Recreation Department would need staff in the building with regular full-time maintenance and laborer positions. Not only is staff cost something to take into consideration, but staffing in general has been a struggle.
At this time, staffing is an issue because it does take, last year it took two full-time staff members to operate that facility that were removed from our summer operation. So that means less campground support, less gardening and flower support, less big event support, and we did see a decrease in quality in maintenance and operations due to that.
Todd wants to emphasize that the Soldotna Parks and Recreation Department does support the Kenai Peninsula Hockey Association, but it seems that summer ice may not be possible until next year. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. Due to the power outages that has affected much of the peninsula, Homer Electric COO has released a statement. For more on this, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
After a brutal windstorm caused more than 160 separate power outages across the Central Peninsula on Easter Sunday, Homer Electric Association line crews have had their hands full trying to conduct repairs due to downed trees and windblown debris. As of Tuesday morning, 82 HEA members were still without power. In response to the unprecedented situation, Homer Electric Association Chief Operations Officer Rob Montgomery took to social media to publicly address the situation.
Unfortunately, we sometimes experience weather events or other circumstances that are outside of our control, such as the high windstorms we had this past weekend.
Montgomery said during the one-minute video posted to Facebook.
We recognize that many of you have been without power now for almost two full days, and for that, we sincerely apologize. But please know our crews have been working around the clock since Saturday morning to restore power, and they will continue to do so until we get the lights back on for our very last member.
Montgomery also asked HEA members for patience and understanding of the inherent danger facing line crews.
We also ask that you keep in mind the work that our crews are doing is dangerous, and we do not want to compromise their safety by asking them to move too quickly.
Crews are currently working along K Beach Road and in Sterling and Soldotna, focusing on primary circuits. Once these circuits are repaired, the focus will shift to secondary circuits with fewer members and then to the individual service lines. In the fall of 2023, another windstorm resulted in similar mass power outages when nearly 10,000 HEA members lost power. In each case, the utility company has brought in contract line crews to help restore power to all as soon as possible. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.